I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's so much to see, and I just hope that the unrest in the world will be tempered and we can all feel free to go wherever we want to go. That's my dream.
Welcome to Talking Points. It's your host, Brian Kelly. I am so excited to introduce my guest on this episode. She's one of the most iconic women in America. It's the one and only Martha Stewart. As a businesswoman, entertainer, author of almost 100 best-selling books, she's even expanded her brand into cruising. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Martha Stewart, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm very happy to be here and see your beautiful offices.
It's fun, right?
Well,
it's kind of funny. We actually have like some high-level similarities in our story. We both worked on Wall Street and ended up pursuing our passions.
Indeed.
What was it that helped get you from that Wall Street career to doing what you really love?
Well, it was one thing, negotiated commissions, very basic business decision. And I thought, gee, I could probably make more money doing something else. And that was not true. I could have made a lot more money just staying on Wall Street.
Do you ever think about that? Like what?
Oh, no, no. Yeah. I would have been the CEO of a company that I hadn't started.
Yeah.
So it freed me to become the entrepreneur that I have become.
And your first foray, was it weddings at first?
I was a caterer. I started after painting my house from top to bottom on extension ladders. I'm not afraid of heights, obviously. I started a catering business and started feeding people's appetites, their culinary appetites, rather than their money-making appetites. So it was kind of fun.
And was this a side hustle, like while you were
working? No.
So you left finance.
Oh, yeah. Totally left. I totally retired from Wall Street and started this catering business, which was such a folly because catering is infinitely more difficult and harder and more exhausting than any other occupation on earth.
But you loved it.
Oh, yeah. It was very fun. And it taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about many, many things. Just transportation of something like food, perishables, taught me how to have a staff that had to be maintained and commandeered. Catering staffs are really hard.
So you were making the food, and obviously you're known for your homemaking and decorating. Was that a service that you added on, or were you going into your events and being like, no, you got to do it this way?
No, I did everything. I did the decorating. It was almost being an event planner for my clients. So we did everything from small events to very large events at the Metropolitan Museum, at the Cooper Hewitt Museum, at Sotheby's. I was their caterer for several years at all their big openings of all the big art sales and antique sales. So I had a very interesting catering career, which taught me a lot about feeding people in a restaurant that you set up every night and broke down every night. So it was very ephemeral, very hard, but it made beautiful pictures.
How many books are you at today?
Well, I just finished the introduction, and it's called the introduction, not the foreword, because authors do not write forewords. They write introductions to their works.
Good to know.
95th book.
95th
yes,
book.
Yes, isn't that great?
And what is it?
It is a book on cookies. It's called Cookie Perfection.
Your favorite cookie?
Either a really good macaron, not the French macaron. This is the coconut.
Coconut,
macaron.
I love coconut.
Yeah, the tip dipped in milk chocolate. Or it will be a sablé, which I learned how to make in France on the Rue de Cherche Midi in a little place called Poilan. They made the best, and I learned from them. I make my own out of pâte sucrée. That's a really good cookie.
I can't even spell any of these things that you're saying.
I'll make them for you sometime.
By the way, if you don't follow Martha on Instagram, you know, there's the brand account, and then there's Martha Stewart 48, which is like my favorite Instagram account.
Oh,
It is Martha.
Quintessential Martha.
Quintessential Martha, just as we need it. We flew together. I loved flying. What was it? SAS from Newark to Oslo.
Oh, yes.
Last year when we went to the Seed Vault. And I have to say, well, first of all, you judged me for drinking wine, even though it was 6 p.m.
Yeah.
You kind of threw a little bit of shade at me.
But you shouldn't be drinking alcohol. Is that what I said?
Something like that.
Oh. Well, I try not to drink on airplanes because they say you should be drinking a lot of water, hydrating. and sleeping if you can, but also walking around a lot. So I try to follow all
especially
that.
Especially on those, that was such a whirlwind trip.
That was the Seevold up in Svalbard, Norway, which is very close to the Arctic Circle, close to the North Pole. So much fun. We had such a great time. But then I went the same month. I had already planned a trip. The Seevold was kind of a spontaneous trip with all you guys. And then I went to the South Pole, so I became bipolar in 1 month. Didn't take long. 1 month.
And those pictures, I...
Oh, the icebergs. Such a different landscape in the South Pole from the North Pole.
How so?
Well, because the North Pole is all snow and not a lot of ice, more snow.
Right.
Remember how much snow we were in? And those early morning snowmobile rides. Did you go on one of those?
I didn't.
He was sleeping.
I was tired. Maybe because it was because of that wine.
He was drinking and sleeping.
Martha is always right.
Oh, gosh. And I went out on those. It was still dark when we got up and went out on the snowmobiles across all the glaciers. We had so much fun. Saw reindeer. And we didn't see any polar bears because
they were too far out.
Yeah,
it was like hours out.
But then in the South Pole, you see so much more wildlife because it's open seas. And we were on the sea.
Were they calm when you were there?
Oh, no. Sometimes they were very rough, but it rained every single day. Hmm. And that was not good for global warming. We were down there to see about global warming. Hmm. But the icebergs are the most incredible, incredible natural formations I've ever seen. So it's fun to – I like to travel where I haven't been. That's my favorite place to go.
I think one of my favorite surprises in flight was when you gave me your baked potato with caviar.
Oh, isn't
I think
that
it was
nice?
The sweetest gift I've ever gotten.
You ate it.
Ever, maybe. Oh, I ate
you
the whole thing.
It.
And some of your, I think you had hard-boiled eggs as well.
From the chickens,
I remember walking down the aisle on that plane in business class. Everyone's like, where'd you get that baked potato with caviar? I'm like, oh, Martha Stewart, casually.
Why not?
Do you do that on a lot of flights?
Oh, yeah. Every flight I go on, I try to take my own food because airline food, it used to be more interesting. Mm-hmm. It's just not so interesting anymore. And I'd rather take a snack or a small meal that I want to eat.
Yeah.
And on a trip like that, when it's kind of celebratory, we're going to someplace, the North Pole, so amazing. You want to kind of celebrate. And I did have a can of caviar,
It was a lot of caviar.
Yeah, we had a lot. big can. So I'd bring the can of caviar on an ice pack.
And the caviar, I guess, is TSA approved.
Yeah, it gets through the security. The baked potatoes get through the security. And so you can't take liquids. I mean, it's the liquids. You couldn't take the bottle of vodka, but they did have vodka on the plane, I think. Did you have vodka with your potato?
I did not, no. I'm not a sot.
Oh, okay. But it's so nice to do something like that. But I often take either a homemade sandwich, a salad, or a fruit salad that I make.
So they didn't cook the potato in the galley. I thought I saw you go into the galley. I was like, did Martha just commandeer the oven?
No.
Have you ever cooked a meal?
Sometimes I ask them to warm something for me, and they do. If it's first class, you have to be first class to do that. I enjoy traveling. I enjoy getting on an airplane, actually.
I'm an optimist. I do believe we're in the golden age of travel now, in that it's cheaper, relatively speaking, in the front of the plane. I mean, lie flat beds, showers, in the back, I agree. It's a little bit more grim, but it's a lot cheaper. And I think more people than ever can afford to travel. So what's your take? Do you think?
Well, more people can afford to travel because the planes are totally packed.
Yeah.
And there are many, many more people than 30 years ago traveling to all these remote places that we're all flocking to because we're looking for adventure. We're looking for excitement. We're looking for something new and different. So it's a lot of fun for me to travel. I like traveling. But I much prefer a lovely Challenger, private Challenger, Global Express, G5.
Awesome.
I don't get to be on them all the time, but it's fun to be on private aircraft.
Is that how you go when you go to Maine?
Because there's just not enough airplanes going to Maine. It used to be a daily or twice daily kind of flight to Bar Harbor, but now you have to go to Boston and the weather. So it's easier to just use a charter. So no points, though.
Actually, most private jet companies don't let you put it on. But actually, since our last discussion, I knew you had a lot of Amex points. Are you better about your points, or are you still hoarding them?
Well, Tasmania was pretty much free. Yeah, to go to Australia, to Sydney, and then all the way down to Hobart. first class for the whole family. It was great.
Oh, good. Because yeah. I was worried last time because you were hoarding them. And then you were like, maybe I'll just use them for Florida trips. I'm like, no, do the big ones.
I did the big ones.
Good.
And it was very economical to do that. And you also taught me about, you know, charging on my credit card any big expenses and making sure that it was all done that way. Don't write checks. Charge.
So, but Tasmania was fabulous. I've never been.
Oh, it's an amazing country. It is a green country. Very food savvy. Everybody's growing things. Everybody's making the most delicious wines. I was told while I was there that the French are even shuddering in their boots because the champagne is really good. So I tasted it. It is really good.
Interesting.
And the red wines and the white wines are superb. But the best thing I had, the cherries and the peaches and the apricots. I couldn't believe it. They were so much better than anything
really?
I had ever. Oh, and blackberries. I had never had a blackberry that I liked. Yeah. They were so good.
Did you see any devils?
Oh, we did. We saw Tasmanian devils.
Are they as crazy as
they're
made
sad
out.
Little creatures? They're sick. They have an illness.
All of them.
And all the Tasmanian devils are infected with some sort of horrible virus that doesn't make them very pretty. And
so sad.
They're trying to find the cure for the illness, but they're cute little rodentia looking little things.
Cute little things.
Yeah, the terrain is extremely beautiful too. It goes from very mountainous and lake in the southwest where you can only walk. The only way to get around is by helicopter or walking.
Really?
Yep, that's the only way. And kayak. You can go kayak around in the ocean, but there are no roads.
Interesting.
So it's trekking.
Do you like helicopters?
Oh, I love helicopters. It's my favorite way to travel.
Yeah.
Very, very
much. They have the blade bounce now. It's like 6 minutes from the west side to JFK. It's so convenient.
No, it's my favorite way.
All right. Now we're going to take a quick pause to hear from our sponsors.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So cruising. So you just teamed up with MSC Cruises.
Yeah.
So Martha hits the high seas.
Yeah. For me, the cruises are a very nice way for economical way for families to take vacations, to see a lot of different ports, say in the Caribbean or in the Northeast. There are cruise ships coming right by my house in Seal Harbor, Maine now.
I've always wanted to do one of those Canadian ones, like up to Nova Scotia.
We're going to do it all. We're all going on an MSC cruise in October. All my friends want to go.
Oh,
so,
fun.
So we're all going, and we're going from Bar Harbor to Nova Scotia up to way up. I can't
wait.
Amazing. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So you are curating experiences. So,
yes.
So this must have been a fun job to actually go and test things out and put your Martha stamp
of
approval.
Yes, and what we're doing is mine are culinary and nature-related excursions. So one way, you pay for your basic cruise. Then you get on the cruise and you can choose excursions in the different ports. So you can sign up for a Martha Stewart excursion cruise. And you can go to the restaurants I like, you go to the markets I like, get those kinds of experiences that I find when I travel. So that's what we're trying to do. Puerto Rico, I love Puerto Rico.
You were just there for the opening of Dorado, right?
We were.
How was that?
Oh,
I've never been to Dorado.
Beautiful resort. And Dorado Beach, I used to go there when I was a stockbroker. We would take clients there. We had an apartment right in Dorado Beach, a condo. And we would stay there with our clients and golf and do whatever, play tennis and stuff. Because it's such an easy trip from New York. And
it is so easy.
And they've rebuilt the entire place. And it's one of the first really luxurious resorts rebuilt after the terrible hurricane. The interior of the island is still suffering terribly. Jose Andres is down there. He was there at the opening of the Dorado, but he also took me to some of his projects where they are trying to teach the farmers more sustainable ways of farming and growing things because they need help. They need
because once the whole farm gets wiped out,
no raw materials. Yeah. You know, it's like
the infrastructure is still
horrible.
disrepair.
Horrible. But I like to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Since I've started these travel trips, these mm-hmm. amazing trips with my nieces and nephews and some of my friends, and we would go about a group of about 12 of us or 14 of us would go. We went one year to Egypt where we had Professor Weeks, who taught at Yale, take us on a 10-day trip through Egypt. And I had six nieces and nephews with me, and ranging from 7 to 16. And then we went to the Amazon, and we took a boat way up the Amazon. Then we went to Machu Picchu.
And you go with these guides who give you all the history.
Oh, yeah. We figure out a really, really great trip ahead of time, of course. Mm-hmm. And we have it all set up, and they have worked so beautifully. The Galapagos, 22 years ago, was one of the most incredible trips I've ever been on. And then we went back. I wanted my grandchildren to see it, so we went back 2.5 years ago. And what a different place.
Oh, really? Is it?
We saw maybe 1/5 of the number of animals that
really?
We had seen on the previous trip.
Yeah, even in Machu Picchu. I'm taking my parents this summer. But,
to Machu Picchu?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know, over tourism, and now they actually want to do an airport at the top of Machu Picchu. And, of course, all the archaeologists are like, what the heck are you doing?
No, they can't. The stones will get ruined.
Over-tourism is a problem. I mean, we see now in Europe, Barcelona and Amsterdam are, like, turning people away. They're like,
I feel so fortunate that I've seen so many of these places pre-over-tourism.
Yeah.
But yet there's so many other places to see.
So what's on your list?
A friend of mine is an archaeologist, and she's leading a tour to Western Mongolia.
Oh, wow.
That's a very exciting trip.
Yeah.
And especially with an archaeologist who has government support. I've been to several wonderful places in Africa. That's still an amazing place to see.
Have you done the gorillas in Rwanda?
No,
they're
done that. Oh, there's so much to see. And I just hope that the unrest in the world will be tempered and we can all feel free to go wherever we want to go. That's my dream. But travel is, I think, one of life's joys.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to Turkey this summer, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I love Turkey. And I've waited and waited because of the unrest there to go back.
Have you done Cappadocia?
Oh, yes.
I love the hot air balloons.
Oh, of course.
I've never done Bodrum. There's all these.
Oh, Bodrum is so beautiful. And Ephesus. I've been a lot of places in Turkey. But we're going to be doing the foods of Turkey, different districts.
Are you going to do a book on it?
I know. I hope I'm doing a PBS show.
Ah.
Yeah. So that will be very fun if that happens. And I will know a lot more about Turkish cooking.
I love international places, but there's so many places in the U.S. Like, you love Maine. Like, what are some of the other hidden secrets in the U.S. that you would encourage people to
explore? The Everglades. The Everglades are beautiful, and they need our attention because of the flooding of the Everglades, the rising seas. But that's a good place to start if you're going to be domestic. The Everglades is very beautiful. Maine is extremely beautiful, all over Maine.
Yeah.
The lady who started Burt's Bees, she has bought up thousands and thousands of acres near Baxter State Park, and she wants to just encourage more people to enjoy the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's such a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And the climate in Maine is very nice, and it's one of the few states in the nation that is going to be tolerable if global warming doesn't.
I remember going to your farm years ago for Thanksgiving, and I remember seeing your Frisian horses and just that amazing. So I actually just bought 40 acres in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where I grew up. It's going to be a several year process.
What town?
And New Hope.
Oh, lovely. It's so beautiful. So did you get an old house?
So no, I have a plot of land and I'm going to build a new house. There's so many like houses from the 1700s and 1800s, but since I'm 6'7",
doesn't work.
They're fun to look at, but like for me to live in, I want to
a big glass house.
But I can't
house,
wait to
enjoying your
because living in New York, you got to have that balance.
Drives
me crazy.
I agree with you.
So let's just talk travel items. So I'm curious. Do you know the whole craze with CBD? Everyone is talking about CBD oils, and what is your take on that?
I'm working with Canopy, which is the largest producer of CBD and cheese.
I knew you'd have your hands on the
fingers
on the pulse. Did Snoop make that introduction for you?
He did, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He's an early investor in Canopy, but I am on the advisory board for developing CBD infused foods for animals, for dogs and cats.
We're doing about CBD, and everyone is saying my dog had
arthritis.
And
we are still in our research, but we're finding interesting things. And you have such a nice dog-friendly office. But I hope we can find things. And I have horses. Mm-hmm.
Do you still have the Frisians?
Oh, yes. I have 6 Frisians.
Are they good to ride?
Oh, they're beautiful. I ride every week. And I have donkeys. I just got 2 more Sicilian donkeys this Sunday.
From Sicily?
That's what I need. Now I have 5.
How many animals do you have?
A couple hundred.
Just
a couple hundred. That includes chickens, and, you know, poultry and geese. And I've been breeding geese, crazy geese. They're very fun. And I just got black chickens today. They're called Aram Sarami, and they're all black. They're black inside as well as outside, and their flesh is black.
Do people eat them?
Yes.
Are you going to raise them?
I'm raising them for their eggs because their eggs are black.
What?
The shells are black as coal. They look like coal.
The yolk's not black, though.
No. Although, I don't know, because I haven't opened one.
So, actually, I'm good friends with Eric Edge at Postmates.
Oh, you
and
are?
I saw your – I love your commercials with them. What's the craziest item that you have Postmated or do you
– Oh, we're just – well, you know, the East Coast –
I'm sure when you hang out with Snoop, the Postmates orders –
Yeah, the East Coast we're growing the East Coast. And the awareness of Postmates that you can pretty much Postmate anything.
Yeah.
But the little promotional spots that we did, where they're on Martha Stewart 48 and they're going to be all over the place, are very funny. And that's a fast-growing company.
Yeah.
You're really conducting very nice services for all of us.
I use it all the time, especially when staying in hotels. Room service is so blah. Like, I love –
Karumazushi. Do you know Karumazushi?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's my favorite Japanese restaurant in New York.
Oh, actually,
it's upstairs on 47th Street.
The chef was at your house at Thanksgiving.
No, not that one. No, that was another one. That's and Brasserie, another favorite restaurant. But Karumazushi, Postmates.
Is on Postmates.
So I didn't know that until just recently.
You're going to be earning those points.
I'm going to be in big trouble because that's very expensive, but it's very delicious. So we're doing that. I'm also doing some fabulous promotional things for Uber.
Oh, right. So, and let me ask about the Uber, because I follow you on Instagram. You had your Uber ride that was so perfect.
My initial ride.
The Martha Stewart 48 Instagram takedown of Uber was hysterical. The floor mats were
No,
dirty.
I got into a car full of leaves and bottles half full of water.
Don't you like leaves? You're
I didn't expect it in a city
on 57th
Uber.
Street. So did they reach out to you?
Yeah, because I was very nice at the end of my rant. I said that I certainly hope they get it together because I'm a big fan and it's such a wonderful service. And so they liked that. And they came and they wanted me to promote the Uber Black, mm-hmm. which is you can have temperature control. You can have silence.
It just asked me that
yesterday. Isn't it fun?
With Black, you can just put...
Oh, you just say you want it silent. You want it at temperature control. You want luggage help. Very creative team. And I think it's a very good service. I mean, it's hard to do all that stuff in a yellow cab.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do it.
I remember those days in New York when there were no Ubers and you'd have, you know, in the rain, battling with people across the street to get the taxi.
To me, in a lot of the cabs, it's like sitting in a police car in the back seat. Have you ever been in one of those? Oh, my God.
I think I have, actually.
With the divider?
Yeah. Well, my knees don't fit in the back of taxi.
I had to sit this way. We had an accident. I had to sit in the back with 4 dogs.
Oh, my God.
And my driver.
Not the chows.
Our car had gone into a ditch in the snow, and we had to sit. And the
Not
police,
the big dogs.
Yes, 2 chows, 2 Frenchies, a driver, and me in the back seat of a...
That needs to be a throwback Thursday on your account. Remember when?
Oh, brother.
Well, Martha, it's been fabulous talking. My final question is, are you a window or aisle seat?
Oh, I am definitely a window seat.
Yes, team window.
Because windows allow you to put your head next to the window. You can, you know, if you fall asleep, you can nod off to the window. You can put a pillow there or your neck pillow, which you should always travel with.
Okay.
Always.
I'm a huge fan of neck pillows. I'll buy them in the airport, but I put them away because sometimes I'm embarrassed to have them.
Oh, no, don't ever be embarrassed. They're so good for your neck.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
even in first class, you know, like it's first class really isn't that much different than
many
coach.
Many first classes do not have pillows any longer, and those pillows are
nasty,
so
–
Well, they're just not plump.
It's like a little postage stamp.
Yeah, they're not plump.
Yeah.
Muji has the best neck pillows.
Oh.
Do you know that?
Yeah. Oh, I've never had one. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're gray and they're nondescript.
Are they like foamy or?
They're nice. They're nicely stuffed so that they really do offer the support you need, and they're covered with a nice jersey-like material instead of, you know, satin
the squishy ones.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the safest and most comfortable travels. And
thank you.
Eat all of the food in Turkey for me.
Okay. And everybody take tours on MSC.
MSC. Take an Uber to
Great value to
your travel agent to book an MSC tour. And while you're waiting, get some Postmates.
And read Martha Stewart Living Magazine.
No one can promote Martha like she can. Anything else?
No. No, it's really a joy to talk to you. And you listeners haven't been to this beautiful office full of very exciting things. It's great.
It's fun to think that this was just like a little idea I had. I sat on this idea. People are like, oh, the world doesn't need another travel blogger. What do you have to add?
Or yes, blah, blah, they blah. Do. Yeah, they so do. They need ideas.
And everyone can be a points guy or points girl, even Martha Stewart.
Thank you.
Thank you, Martha. That's all for this episode. Thanks again to our wonderful guest, Martha Stewart. And thanks to my podcast team, Margaret Kelly and Caroline Chagrin. And of course, special thanks to my amazing executive assistant, Christy Matsui. Our theme music is by Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Brian Kelly, and this is Talking Points. Safe travels.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.